Here's one about throwing over a business. It's called Not to Choose. I should be someplace else, but pace around in the sweats of inhumane endeavor and its trash. Goods, deeds, credits, debts. Have it your own way, life. I am just here to die. But I would rather live it out as a fool and have a short life in contempt and idle graces. But instead, the office telephone goes off and voices out of its dark night command me, choose, choose, while women's angel voices call the cities and their numbers. Then when I do choose, I run away. The shop door opens and a cop or statue stands there in the way. What does he want? Blood. Oh, let me tumble in the ward bolts and chambers of a police locked, so I can get to sleep again, warm in the guaranteed steel. Instead, I have to fake him off with promises to pay, cash. How cold action is. I should do spiritual exercises toward the body of this world and get in shape for choices. But instead, I leave that dirty business by the back window, climb down the fire escape, and sneak off out of town alive with the petty cash and bad nerves and an old Ford with a broken muffler. So here I am again, July, vacationing in your country, broke, in debt, not bankrupt yet, and free to get your message. What is it? To begin again in another state.